Hello and welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight is a little bit kooky, a little bit weird. It's just me. My main squeeze, Bruce, the GOAT, Mr. First Round Draft Pick Warner. I'm not going to tell you what he's up to because I don't know if it's appropriate, but he's busy. So I'm hitting these mean streets all alone, doing the Lord's work. Here we are. And I'm just, I don't know. I don't know if I want to say I'm turnt, because I'm not turnt, but I'm riled up. I'm giddy, maybe. I don't know. I want to talk some basketball because I'm hostile right now. I'm hostile. You know I'm a Chicago Bulls fan. Hardcore. Big time. And, you know, I like the Otto Porter trade. Excuse me. Otto Porter Jr. Because I think he's a great basketball player. And I think for the first time in, like, I don't even know how long, we actually brought in a guy who's athletic. Legitly. I mean, Chandler Hutchinson's pretty athletic, but I mean, everyone else that we got on the squad besides fucking Zach LaVine, they're just not that athletic. You know, Chris Dunn's kind of athletic. And, but damn, man. I mean, if we don't get Zion Williamson and if we don't lose some games and the Knicks don't win some games and the Cavaliers don't win some games, we're in trouble, dude. I mean, sorry. I don't know if you can tell. I'm worked up. I want the Bulls to be good. I don't think they're doing the right things. But I don't know. I like Otto Porter, like I said, because I think he's good. I think he's athletic. I think he's an actual NBA athlete, unlike Jabari Parker and Bobby Portis. Shout out to Bobby Portis, who's the man. Yes, I was throwing shade at Jabari, the Chicago native, because he's just not that good, man. He's overrated. He thinks too much of himself. Yeah, not sorry, Jabari, but you need to fucking realize your NBA career is now, it's a little bit in jeopardy if you don't step your game up. Anyways, I digress. He's now a Wizard, not a Bull. But there's some other things happening. The Pelicans didn't trade Anthony Davis, which I think's kind of hilarious because if the reports are true, and you know, I think in situations like this and in a lot of situations in life, you can think about things in a human way, you know, not just context. Like, well, I don't know the truth, but you can say, okay, what do I know about people in my life that I've known? And I'll tell you what I know, they are petty. There are a lot of petty people in the world. And guess what? When the Lakers straight up decided, hey, we want your player now, we're going to take him. The Pelicans said, oh, really? That's weird because we're going to cause total chaos in your locker room, not give you the player, and then do whatever we want with him. Because you already know, the Pelicans got the best offer they're going to get from the Lakers already. You know that. So there's a couple scenarios. A, they could say to themselves, well, I don't really know what the best offer I'll get is, even though, you know, that's what they say on SportsCenter and fucking First Take and all that shit. But in reality, they kind of do know because they know who's on every team. They know generally where the picks are going to be. And so they have a general idea of what any team can offer them. You know, you can say, if the Knicks get the first pick, then this. If the Bulls get the first pick, then this. If blah, 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 blah. And so my point is, they kind of know what every team has to offer. And so this whole thing with them and the Lakers is kind of, it's not real, you know, like they know what they can get from the Lakers. They know what they can get from other teams. So they could have said, hey, Lakers, we want to see what the other teams have. simple. We want to see what the other teams have. We want to see what they can offer us. So we'll look at your offer, but unless you're giving us 4 first-round draft picks, which is fucking insane because, I mean, there was no situation where the Pelicans didn't want to fuck over the Lakers because, and maybe petty's the wrong word because the Lakers straight up went and said, hey, fuck you. We're the Lakers. We want to take your player. And your best player. Not only your best player, the best player you've ever had in the history of your franchise. Sorry, Chris Paul, but you ain't got it like Anthony Davis. And so they're like, all right, we're going to fuck with you. We're not giving you the guy. And now everyone on your team knows they're getting traded except for LeBron. Which also brings me to another interesting point. I saw a report today. Not even a report, but just somebody threw out the idea of LeBron getting traded from the Lakers. And it occurred to me, are we at that point in LeBron's, excuse me, let's say it, I apologize. Are we at that point in LeBron's career where he has become a tradable asset? And, you know, obviously, you know, it's like, all right, LeBron, best player in the world, second only to Michael Jordan. But, you know, has he reached the age where the Lakers can honestly say, will we be good? Will you be good when we're good again? You know, which is a crazy thought when it's LeBron James because he's LeBron James. But when you really think about it, it's kind of true. If the Lakers don't get Anthony Davis this summer, and at this point, honestly, I don't think they will. Because I just don't think, I mean, the Pelicans have shown themselves to clearly not want to do business with the Lakers. And the only reason they were doing business with the Lakers was to fuck with them. I don't think that's a crazy thought. I think that's very valid. I think it's definitely possible. And I really believe if he was going to go to Lakers, he'd already be there. So, I mean, this is excluding free agency and him making a decision on his own in 2 years, year and a half, whatever it is. But I don't know that Anthony Davis truly wants to be on the Lakers so bad that he wouldn't even consider being on another team. So, I mean, it's just kind of interesting. You know, these are all interesting things I'm talking about. I don't know who's going to get Anthony Davis. I really don't. But here's my opinion. All right, we all remember when Paul George said he wanted to go to LA. And he did not. And of all the teams, he decided he wanted to stay in Oklahoma City, right? Which is, you know, there's certain type of men in this world. Guys who want the glitz and glamour. And guys who are kind of just that. Guys who that's not their number one thing. That's not what's truly important to them in their heart. And I think for Paul George, what was important to him is being accepted. People liking him. While also being in a good situation, a la Russell Westbrook. I don't think the glitz and glamour for him were the number one priority. And granted, I've never met Anthony Davis. I don't know him. You know, I'm in Chicago. I don't know anybody who does know him because I'm a couple of years older than he is. I don't get that vibe from him. You know, he's not LeBron. He's not, and what I mean by that is he's not like, camera, 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 attention, attention. And I, you know, you're not going to find a bigger LeBron fan than me. I really like LeBron. I think he's a good guy. I think he's outstanding for the sport. But I do think he does have, and rightfully so, an ego. And I think he likes the attention. You know, I mean, he's had it since he was, what, like 16? When he really started hitting the national stage. And I don't get that vibe from Anthony Davis. I think he's kind of a, likes to go to work and just live his life and be at peace and just kind of do his thing. And I don't think he really cares about the glitz and glamour. I don't think he's opposed to it by any means, but I don't think that's extraordinarily important to him. You know, I don't know who would trade for him in a market that's smaller, you know, kind of an equivalent to Oklahoma City. Maybe the Pacers. I don't think that's entirely crazy. But, you know, granted, if Paul George wanted to leave the Pacers, maybe there's a reason not to want to be there. But kind of what I'm getting at is, I think it's possible for him to go somewhere else and stay there, which is not the Lakers. And so if the Lakers don't get Anthony Davis, which at this point is an absolute possibility, if the Lakers don't get Kawhi, which I do think is a possibility, I know the Clippers for some reason believe that he's already on their team. I mean, Grant, I'm not from LA, so I don't know. But if I was going to go to LA, I would rather be on the Lakers than the Clippers. Clippers are cool, but it's like, would you rather be on the Mets or the Yankees? And I know what you're saying. Aren't you a White Sox fan, Rob? Shut your fucking mouth. The White Sox are 10 times the franchise the Cubs are. Cubs, see, if you really want to know, the Cubs have Wrigleyville, and that's what lights them on fire. People like to go to Wrigleyville and get drunk and have fun. Whatever, I digress. I'm not hating on my Cubs fans because there's a lot of Cubs fans that I love. But the White Sox are better, always have been, always will be, and did not wait 108 years to win a championship. Anyways, there's a lot happening in the NBA. It's pretty exciting and fun. But who else got traded? I think Marc Gasol got traded today to Toronto. I think everyone's sleeping on Toronto because they just want to talk about LeBron and Anthony Davis so much. I think that'll die down. It will die down in the next coming months. I think Toronto has a real shot at this. You know, who the Bucks got, the ex-Bull, the Euro, ex-Euro MVP, fuck. Don't remember his name. Anyways, I mean, he's not that good, but that kind of proves my point to a certain extent. The guy they got, I don't think is as good as Marc Gasol. I think Toronto could be legit. And I think Boston is, I think everyone is riding Boston way too hard. I don't get it. I really don't. Like, everyone's like, okay, think about now Boston's in the mix for Anthony Davis. Think about all the assets they got. What assets? If it was first round draft picks, the Lakers would have, okay, because first round draft picks are fugazi. They're not real. They're not people. They're nothing. They're vapor. Okay? And Boston, all they have is Jason Tatum and that Brown kid. His last name's Brown. And it's like, so you know what the Celtics have to offer. So it's like, I think the Celtics are overhyped. I don't think they're that good. I think Kyrie Irving's on the decline of his career. And it's looking like he's leaving for sure. And so all they really have at the end of the day is Jason Tatum and a few first-round draft picks from a couple teams, which I'm pretty sure are protected anyways. So it's like, are the Celtics in reality in the running for this guy? I don't think they are. I really don't, because here's why I think that. If the Celtics were really in the running, whatever the Lakers would offer them would be enough. So I think the Pelicans they have their eye on different people. They want Zion Williamson. That's what I really believe. They want to trade New York the number one pick, which they might not even get. Everyone kind of assumes New York's getting Kevin Durant. And this is the media bias, guys. Here's the beauty of me in my podcast is, well, not my podcast, When Life Gives You Limes, which is our new name. Why? I didn't even talk about that. Jeez. Okay, quick side note. The podcast is now called When Life Gives You Limes. You can count on that. We'll talk about it next time Brooks is on. Bruce Warner, Mr. First Round Draft Pick. But anyways, I don't think the Celtics have much more to offer, if anything, to offer more than the Lakers do. I mean, let's be real. Like, they just don't. I mean, draft picks are draft picks, and players are paramount. What do the Celtics have to offer in players besides Jason Tatum and Mr. Brown? Role players? I mean, granted, everyone on the Lakers is a fucking role player, but no one on ESPN understands that. But I think the Knicks have a real shot if they get the first pick. I think the Bulls, it's a possibility. I don't know if... I mean, that's kind of the caveat with this whole thing is, what do you really think of Zion Williamson? You know, so obviously the Pelicans want him because Anthony Davis wants out. So if he's going to leave for sure, they value Zion more. But the Bulls, maybe, who he says he doesn't want to play for, and I actually believe that because why would you want to play for this train wreck of an organization right now when you're as good as you are? Zion won't have a choice because he's on a rookie deal. He's getting drafted. He doesn't get to choose. But the Knicks, if they get the first pick, I don't think they would do a straight-up deal for Zion for Anthony. I don't think they would do that. But I think they could package this first-round pick with other first-round picks and potentially get them. And if KD and Irving go there, whew, don't know if Irving would do that, maybe. I know he's from the East Coast, but he also knows LeBron. But I'm starting – here's one little nugget. I think – and this saddens me because I'm a big LeBron fan. I think LeBron could never win another championship. And here's why. I do not think people are itching to play with LeBron like they were. You know, Bosh and Wade, they were his friends. And not only that, I think LeBron was 26 maybe when that happened. So he was at the top of his powers. And if you go and watch film of LeBron when he was in his first couple years of the Heat, well, really the whole time he was on the Heat, he was bigger. He was stronger. He was more athletic. I think he was more dominant, frankly, because I don't think he's got a jump shot like Michael did. So as his athleticism is diminishing, he is not who he was. And that's one of the contributing things I was talking about with him potentially being tradable finally after all these years is I don't think he's what he was. And he's obviously 33, about to turn 34. So, I mean, I think the NBA is getting ready for some major changes. And if Zion, let's check the standings right now, guys. So, it's the Knicks, Cavs, Bulls, and I want to say Suns. Let's check. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. All right, yeah, we got 12-42, the Bulls, 11-43, the Cavs, 10-43, the Knicks, and 11-45. Ooh, yeah, Suns are the dark horse in this one, huh? Yeah, why is no one talking about the Suns when they already have 45 losses? That's crazy. But yeah, I mean, those are two huge markets. I don't know. I forgot where I was going with that. But I think the NBA is going to change a lot next year. You know, depending where Zion, and this is all dependent on how good he really is. You know, I mean, he could be, who's that cat from Ohio State who is just hot, injured constantly. But, oh, the Bucks are in first place. That's cool. But, yeah, I mean, I think the NBA is going to change a lot. I think, geez, oh, Pizzo. But, I'll tell you this. Golden State's going to win another championship. This is why it's so funny what the mainstream sports media wants to talk about. They want to talk about LeBron. LeBron, LeBron, LeBron. Okay, the Lakers aren't that good. And they're going to lose in the playoffs if they even make it to the playoffs. I don't even think they're in the playoff picture. I was just looking at it. Fuck. I don't even think they're going to make it to the playoffs. And even if they do, they're going to get knocked right out because LeBron can't do what he used to do anymore. He just can't. I mean, you saw him last year. He got tired. He got tired. Let's see where the Lakers are at. They're the 10th seed. Dude, they went back. They've gone backwards since LeBron got back. They might not even make the playoffs. If you're not even making the playoffs with LeBron, why are you talking about him? I mean, who do we got? Like, why aren't we talking about the Kings more? Why aren't we talking about the Nuggets, the Thunder, the Blazers? The Spurs are even still in the playoffs. And who do they even have on their team, man? I mean, they're five wins ahead. And, jeez, man. Yeah, I mean, dude, the Lakers aren't making the playoffs. What a joke. And that's all they want to talk about is the Lakers and LeBron getting the Lakers. And the Lakers getting Anthony Davis, LeBron getting Anthony Davis, which isn't happening. It's just not. Oh, the Lakers are playing Boston right now. How about that? Losing. Yeah. So, I mean, it's just crazy. And, I mean, whatever. But, I mean, I just think they're overlooking everything. You know, I mean, look at the Bucks. The Bucks are good. And they hardly talk about the Bucks at all. And they just got better. They got another three-point shooter. So, I mean, whatever. Maybe I'll digress from the NBA. I was heated. I had to talk about it. I had to get this shit off my chest because, you know, and I try not to bore everyone with my Bulls talk because I'm a Bulls fan. I love the Bulls. They're driving me crazy, man. I mean, how many you get? All right. So first time John Paxson and them came in, they started with a bad team. I don't count that as a rebuild because your job's, that's like your first day at work, counting that against you. It's like, well, yeah. Well, new GMs don't get jobs at great teams. So, sorry, guys. That one doesn't count. And then you got the Derrick Rose era, which, let's be honest, they got super lucky with that. Joakim Noah was always kind of just a little overrated, let's be honest. I love Joakim, high energy, fun, good guy, but he's never Dwight Howard, you know. Most people aren't, but. And then they totally fucked that up. I don't think they ever should have traded Derek. I mean, who cares how much money he's making? He's the franchise, dude. He's the franchise. And maybe he would have gotten his shit together. I mean, is he still? No, he's still not in his rookie deal or his second deal, but I don't know. I'm saddened with the Bulls. Now they have this new rebuild, and let's be real, guys. Lowry's good, and this new kid we got, he's good. But they're role players, dude. They're great role players. They're not the guy who's going to win championships for you. They're not. Look who's in contention. It's the Bucks. Outstanding superstar. The Warriors, outstanding superstars. The Raptors, superstars. Celtics, superstars. Nuggets. The Nuggets got that kid who's about to be a superstar. Thunder, superstars. Trailblazers. Maybe not superstar, but they're the four seed, man. And you know they're not going to win anything anyway. So, you know, it's like, you know, I'm a little disillusioned as a Bulls fan because it's like, dude,
Are you ever going to fire these guys? Because if you're not, I can get a Lakers jersey. And I don't want to be that guy. Because it's like, if you're going to be loyal to your team, you should be. But at the same time, man, you're not being loyal to me. You're cashing checks. You're taking cash considerations for every pick you can get and dumping it in the White Sox, man. Which is conflicting for me because I am a White Sox fan. You're dumping it in the White Sox. So it's like, if you guys really don't care about the Bulls being better, and I got, oh man, I got fucking pissed today because what did Gar Paxson say? Gar Paxson. What did Gar Foreman say? Rebuilds take time. Dude, you've worked here for 15 years. What are you talking about takes time? I was not in high school yet when you got this job. And I'm a grown man. So, what is it? You know, like, I already have to root for the Patriots in the postseason because the Bears don't win. Maybe that'll change soon. We'll see. But it's like, dude, you know, I got lucky with the White Sox winning a game. Well, four, actually. Astros. Sorry, but I got to tell you the truth. And you know what? I'm gonna check for some NBA news. Not NBA, NFL. Because I want to see if anything lights me on fire for you cats. Okay, Patrick Mahomes isn't playing basketball. Don't care. All right, NFL is officially in don't care season. We'll talk again on the draft. Because people talk shit about draft, but I love the draft. It's my fave. It's my fave. Love it, love it, love it. I can give you some draft predictions, maybe a couple, not the whole thing, because I haven't really dove deep into the college football players. Kyler Murray, I say Raiders or Broncos. And I think the kid from Ohio State's going first overall, the defensive end. That's all I got for you. I've been and Manny Machado. Danny Machado. Sign the deal, man. I'm getting indifferent to you being signed. And if you do sign and it takes too long, I'm going to get a jersey made that says D. Machado. D. Machado. Just out of frustration. So, and I won't apologize for it. I won't say I'm sorry. And deal with it, bruh. Deal with it, bruh. Oh, and fuck the Packers. Why? So, take that. No, but I mean, today's about the NBA, guys. Let's be real. It's about the NBA. The Bulls got more mediocre than ever. Lakers are disillusioned with who they are. I got to pat the Pelicans on the back because that's some alpha-ass shit. Being like, oh, really? You're going to fuck with us? Well, guess what? We're going to fuck with you. I mean, that's pretty cool, if you ask me. It's being like, oh, you're going to fuck with us? Well, that's weird because now Brandon Ingram hates you. LeBron. And if Brandon Ingram, well, not Brandon Ingram, who really cares about that guy? I mean, he's kind of mediocre. I mean, he's pretty good, but I mean, he's like Lauri Markkanen. You know, like Brandon Ingram's not winning you a championship. I mean, I think Lowry's better than Brandon Ingram, but I don't know, my friends. I don't know. Dark days for the Bulls ahead. I promise you, unless we get Zion, which if the draft was tomorrow, we would have the fourth best odds at like 12-something percent to get the first overall pick. But if you have the fourth worst record in the NBA, it is possible to get the eighth pick. Sorry, my voice is it's toasted right now. But if you have the fourth worst record in the NBA, it is possible for you to get the eighth pick. And if we get the eighth pick,
Oh, man. So, I don't know, man. I need my Bulls to get real lucky, and lose a lot of games and get Zion. Even if they do get the worst record in the NBA, they need to get lucky. So, I just had to do some venting today, guys. I had to talk some NBA because I hear all these clowns talking about the Celtics. Oh, the Celtics are in on Anthony Davis. It's like, dude, you're not even thinking about the guy who's going to get Anthony Davis, because I guarantee the Celtics don't get Anthony Davis. Guarantee it. I guarantee it right now. Because here's the other thing nobody's talking about. Is like, okay, so if Boston really wanted to trade, if the Pelicans really wanted to do a trade with Boston, right? Why wouldn't they just take Kyrie in the deal? It's so obvious. Well, when Boston becomes a deal, why don't you just flip-flop them just so the deal can happen, and then put the pieces that you actually want for him also in the deal, knowing that Kyrie would never stay in New Orleans anyways. So I got to tell you guys shit, because it's like the fucking mainstream media, they're just stupid. Or they're like, I don't know if they have a deal. I mean, they obviously have a deal with these teams. What am I talking about? They have deals with the NBA. So it's like, no. Celtics aren't getting fucking Anthony Davis, because if they were, they would. They would just trade Kyrie Irving with him. Because if you're getting Anthony Davis, who cares about Kyrie Irving? And let's be honest, the Boston doesn't really care about their players that way anyways. I mean, look what they did to fucking Isaiah Thomas. Excuse my French, but it's like, I mean, that dude, he played through some shit, man. And you're just going to trade him to the Cavs and essentially ruin his career unless something huge happens for him. I mean, he's on a one-year deal with Denver right now, and I don't even know if he's playing. Granted, I don't watch Denver basketball, so I don't know, man. I don't know. But my prediction, you ask, for where Anthony Davis goes? That's a good question. If I had to put money on it, yeah, I don't know. Maybe give me next time, Mr. First Round Draft Picks around, we'll talk about this again, and I'll give you a good answer. But yeah, he ain't going to Boston. So I feel relieved. I feel vented. And I had to get it out to you, cats, because I know you love to hear the gospel, the Lord's work. You just heard the very first episode of When Life Gives You Limes, which is kind of sad, because when you know the reason, and I can't tell you the reason, even though if you're a real listener, you know why it's When Life Gives You Limes. It's Brooks's to tell you, of Mr. Bruce Warner. So that's a new cast. When Life Gives You Limes. Love you guys. Keep listening. I'll see you. Who knows? We did a cast yesterday, and I got hostile. I had to do a cast today. So next time I'm around, next time me and the goat are around, we'll talk more. Peace!
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.